Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're searching for the one. With over 500,000 new listings every month, you can find the one today. Download the Realtor.com app because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pro's number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings. July 2024 to June 2025.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, January 30th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Uber's food delivery business will pay $3.5 million in worker pay restitution and civil penalties as part of an order by the New York City government. The New York mayor's office said today an investigation by the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection alleged that Uber Eats failed to pay workers the minimum pay rate between December 2023 and September 2024 for time spent on canceled trips. Uber also agreed to reinstate workers who were wrongfully deactivated. The company's communications director said Uber is glad to have the issue resolved. Food delivery platforms Fontuan and Hungry Panda are also being ordered to make similar payments for a total amount of $5.2 million. Tesla shares closed up over 3%. Reports yesterday claimed that the electric vehicle maker might merge with SpaceX. The private space exploration company was founded by Tesla CEO Elon Musk and is slated for an initial public offering later this year. SpaceX is also weighing a merger with XAI, another Musk company, according to Bloomberg. Tesla said in an earnings release Wednesday that it'll invest $2 billion in XAI. And Charter Communications reported gains in mobile and video subscribers, which helped offset decline on its internet business amid increased competition. In the fourth quarter, Charter's total internet customers declined by 119,000, but total mobile lines rose by 428,000, and total video customers rose by 44,000. Revenue decreased by more than 2% to $13.6 billion, while net income was $1.55 billion, down from $1.68 billion year-over-year. Shares jumped about 8%, but the stock is down 37% over the past 52 weeks. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. Check back Monday morning for more.